Art Tipaldi writes these liner notes for an album titled Nature of the Beast. It doesn't matter where a blues player comes from. What matters is the inner soul that produces the music. Thus, when Clarence Spady strides to the stage from the unlikely blues mecca of Scranton, Pennsylvania, he brings with him a tremendous amount of the right stuff. Though Spady didn't learn his blues from elders on country porches in the Delta or by hanging outside smoky bars on the south side of Chicago, he has received the requisite blues nurturing. As a toddler, he sang gospel in the children's choir every Sunday with his mother. At the same time, Spady's infatuation with blues and the guitar emerged. The guitar playing came from my dad and my uncle Fletchy, he recalls. We always went to my uncle's on the weekends. This was a ritual in the early years of my life. I was raised on the blues. I used to sit on my dad's lap and watch him play until I pooped out. One night, when I was 4, I moved my dad's hand away and started picking the notes while he did the right-hand fingering. Everybody was amazed. That's when I got bit. And this tune is the key. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tipaldi calls it the most poignant cut on the disc, his cover of High Heel Sneakers. That was the very first song Spady played on his father's lap. He plays it every night for his 84-year-old dad, who continues to attend nearly every local gig. My dad is seeing his dreams live through my arms and fingers. Whatever I wanted to do musically, he was right there for me. Spady says, "My honor to my father every show is to play it for him and let him know that I didn't forget." Words of Clarence Spady from the liner notes for the album Nature of the Beast, and those remarks were made in the 1990s. Spady told the Times Leader in 2014, "Whether the times were good or bad, the community has always been here and has me beside myself with how supportive this community has been to me. One way I can show my thanks is to bring you good music, good entertainment, and a good band." And that's the promise of each of the regionally based musicians with wide-ranging careers who will gather this Friday at the Scranton Cultural Center for Guitarmageddon 4. Live at the Scranton Cultural Center, Winter Blues Guitarmageddon 4, February 15th at 7:30 p.m., featuring the Slam Allen Band, the Clarence Spady Acoustic Band, Teddy Young and the Aces, special guest and MC Dustin Douglas. Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, Maria Santamaro, and Dustin Douglas stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Cultural Center and this now winter tradition.
The Scranton Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple, located in pretty much the heart of Scranton, PA, is a Masonic temple. It is about 188,000 square feet, a spectacular venue. It's on the historic registry. The project was started in 1927 and completed in 1930. So if you really do the math, next year we're going to be hitting a milestone and celebrating its 90th year. So it's crazy, amazing. So obviously there's a main stage which faces, it could go both ways, actually, we say. It flips to a house of 1,800 or so seats in the main theater. But the unique part of this particular event is that it's played on the main stage and faces the ballroom. And then the ballroom is set up cabaret style, and it looks like you've just walked into a great blues club or in like Chicago or New York. Yeah, it's a really great setting.
You conceived this event not just because we're all twiddling our thumbs in the wintertime, but that's part of it.
Yeah, so this was a great opportunity to add something to a calendar, which, you know, in a lot of cases could be a relatively dead month, but you take advantage of this month, which is Black History Month. So part of it spawned from, okay, this is a great way to celebrate Black History Month. And then have this great, see, for us, indoors is always going to work better, and the colder months always work better because people would prefer to be inside. I mean, there's, you know, not much to do on the outside if you're not a skier and such. But, it's a great opportunity to get inside this building and have what's really kind of morphed into a mini festival in one night. So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
It's called Guitarmageddon because it's a guitar-centric event, right?
It's the Winter Blues Guitarmageddon, and of course, it's always featured that electric, and now even this year we're incorporating Clarence Spady's acoustic band, which is a whole different situation that we don't often get to see locally. So yeah, it does definitely feature the guitar, but it's a great mix of blues, rock, R&B, soul, and even a little bit of the Delta.
We're so glad to have you back, Dustin. Blues, a lot of blues guitars have been in your ears.
Yeah, and I mean, ironically, I'm from the north end of Wilkes-Barre. So growing up, there was a club called The Saloon that every Wednesday would have music. And that is where I met Clarence, and I was probably like not supposed to be in there. I'm not going to say what age I was. So I would go and take in all this stuff and... So, you know, Clarence and Teddy, who's now one of my, you know, greatest friends in the world, coming up through the ranks, those were the dudes, and they're still the dudes. And Slam, I'm just getting to know. So it's cool. There's still some freshness to the event for me as well.
And Maria, you've tapped Dustin not just to perform, but you're saying, Dustin, do the honors.
Yeah, so the whole event this year has a whole new twist. It's kind of evolved from its inception in 2016. It was always inspired by that festival feel. And getting to know Dustin and his great dynamic stage presence, we thought, wouldn't it be cool to include Dustin not only as a player in between the changeovers, but as MC who'll actually help steer the whole show. So that's an added feature that we're excited to bring in. We did change the approach this year with the performers, you know, bringing in the headliners such as Slam Allen from upstate New York, and then having the full bands carry the show till the end. It just gives you more of that festival feel. We've added some amazing visual artists that you would typically see in the major festivals too. So this is really kind of like pulling together and keeping in that feel. Yeah, but we're thrilled to have Dustin on board as the MC, and I'm really excited to see how this plays out.
So am I. Now, I'm looking forward to also emceeing because it's out of the, you know, it's out of the box for me, but I like to keep challenging myself.
Another beautiful part of this in just learning all of the different, I know most of them very well. I'm just getting to know Slam myself, but from my experience in the few months that we've been working together on this and the pre-planning side of things, these guys are all really respectful and love each other so much, which you know is going to resonate in this performance. I mean, they really, truly like each other. So that's so exciting. It's so warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough out there for us. So we're all in this together. So it's cool to come together for something like this. Also, we're always playing, so we don't really get to hang out. So when an event like this happens and we get to hang out, it's always very special.
Tell us about Teddy Young and the Aces. Tell us about Teddy.
Teddy is a great friend of mine, and he's a bad man on the guitar. He's a bad man, and he's fire. He's just all these players on the bill have a different approach too, which is cool. It's all under blues or whatever you want, a genre, you know, everything has to have a genre, but they're all different approaches, and it's going to make for a very unique night.
What happens when Clarence picks up the acoustic guitar?
That's like a jazz meets blues kind of a situation, right?
I think in this room it's going to do very, very well, and it's going to be received very well. And Teddy's going to do what he does, and Slam's going to do what he does, and I'm going to MC.
He'll be the glue that holds it all together.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
And we've had you here at the table before, Dustin, to talk about what it means to play at a venerable place like that.
Yes.
You've heard a lot of great players at the Scranton Cultural Center.
Yeah, I think I said it the last time I was here, a venue like that as a young musician is one of them. It's like, well, I have to play here coming up. And when you do, it's awesome. It's one of those moments you could step out of the monotony of the business and be like, all right, cool. It's just a beautiful place, a beautiful venue that I've seen so many shows growing up as a kid.
If I haven't heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. Oh, people will come up to me referring to different concerts in the past that they've seen there, and the setting is just so amazing. And this is part of trying to rebuild that. I think a lot of the things that our community might not understand fully is that we are a multifaceted venue. So there's a lot of things that you might not think are happening there because they're not advertised, because there's so many private events and weddings and other things of that nature that might not necessarily be advertised or whatnot. But that doesn't mean our doors are closed and that we're dark. We're very busy. As a matter of fact, even from year to year, we try to keep this particular event, we're in our fourth year, we try to keep it same time every year, but I always face the possibility of a Broadway hold or a wedding hold, and I'm going to have to take a back seat to that and hope for the best. So far, it's been working out within a week or two, but yeah, we've been pretty consistent.
Are there possibilities, Dustin, that you might sit in with one or the other? Or
there are. We're going to leave that as a surprise, I suppose, because surprises are fun.
Well, sure, and that's the improvised nature.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to give the whole ship away.
No. No.
Anybody play keyboard?
Well, this is going to be exciting, too. The Clarence Beatty acoustic setup will include Bobby O'Connell on the Baby Grand. Not a keyboard, but the Baby Grand. And the stage setup is going to be a bit different, too, where it is going to be built up on risers, which it hadn't been in the past. And we had some risers, but the whole stage is going to be built up on risers. However, Clarence's setup is going to be, because of the Baby Grand, and we're not going to be able to wheel that up, will be set up in front with the black curtain closed behind them. They'll do their set first, and then the black curtain will come up, and our stage crew will, as part of the show, wheel the stuff away. It just kind of looks really cool.
For people who don't know, we have somebody like Clarence who's just got a high profile as a blues performer, and he's from here, right?
And he's from here. He's our local. Yeah, he's a staple in Scranton. Everybody knows Clarence. I mean, he started playing as a little boy. He posted a picture on social media a couple of months ago, and he was playing, I think he might have been 8 or 9 years old, in his father's band. And oh my goodness, it was just the cutest thing. But he's, you know, he's an extremely talented force and creative force. And as we all know, he's award-winning and inductee into the Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame. And we're lucky to have him.
I think that's one thing with everybody, including myself on this bill, is that we all started out as pups playing, because Teddy did as well. I think 15, 16. And Slam, I think, started playing drums as a kid. So we've all been doing this forever, I guess. So there's that.
I'm so excited to see how this is going to resonate. I think it's going to be great.
And Dustin, we were talking about the fact that Clarence Beatty was playing in New York last night and comes back to Scranton. You guys play all over the place. This is your base of operation, but you guys play everywhere.
Right. And it's nice to come back and to play the Cultural Center, because it's like home base, you know? It's
and
nice.
These players have shared the stage with international acts.
Sure.
And this is,
right.
Yeah,
all of us.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, all of us. It's a good night with a heck of a lineup. You know, I'm happy to be back.
So tell us again the particulars, Maria.
Live at the Scranton Cultural Center in the Grand Ballroom, Winter Blues Guitarmageddon 4 will be Friday, February 15th at 7:30, and featuring the Slam Allen Band, Clarence Beatty Acoustic Band, Teddy Young and the Aces, and Dustin Douglas is our MC, and we'll be playing it during the changeovers.
And we can find you online.
Oh, at www.scrantonculturalcenter.org, or you can call the box office at 570-344-1111.
Terrific. Where are you going next, Dustin? Are you working on a new album? What's next?
We are starting the process. I've been doing some writing, but just a lot of shows coming up. So just check out DustinDouglasMusic.com for all the upcoming dates.
You're going to share some new stuff and some music you love from other
times? Yeah, it's going to be me being by myself. I could pull a lot of tricks out of my hat.
People may not know how many hats you have. You collect them.
Yeah.
This particular group of players, it's a great mix. Not only are they generous with their musical abilities, but even behind the scenes, I've just found it a joy to work with each and every one of them.
Maria Santamaro, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center and Event Coordinator, and Dustin Douglas, leader of Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen, speaking with us about Live at the Scranton Cultural Center Winter Blues Guitarmageddon 4. It's this Friday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m., and we'll feature the Slam Allen Band, the Clarence Spady Acoustic Band, Teddy Young, and the Aces. Special guest and MC and our guest on Art Scene, Dustin Douglas of Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen. And for more information online, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org, and you may call area code 570-344-1111, 344-1111, area code 570. It's Winter Blues Guitarmageddon 4, this Friday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m., featuring the Slam Allen Band, the Clarence Spady Acoustic Band, Teddy Young and the Aces, and special guest and MC Dustin Douglas. And for more information, check the web, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org.